everyone. This is Alana Levitt, career counselor, coach, and HR professional with the pleasure of being here with Tracy Fink, who is the CEO and founder of the Tortoise Institute. So we're here today to talk a little bit about self-compassion, which is an area of expertise for Tracy. You've been really effective helping people in the workplace. How does self-compassion, why does that matter in the workplace? Tell me more about that.
Thanks, and thanks for having me, Alana. It's great to be here with you. So, you know, every day, all day at work, we make mistakes. There's failures, there's setbacks, there's things that we wish we would have done differently, there's things that we said that we wish we hadn't said, or emails that we send too soon, or things that happen on a regular basis all day. And it just requires a little bit of distance or stepping back. So self-compassion is an important piece of leadership, because we make decisions all day, every day, and sometimes they don't go the way we want them to. Or a job doesn't go the way we want, and there's a failure or a setback. And self-compassion really shows up with, how do we talk to ourselves as it relates to that setback? So we see this at work all the time, and many of us are conditioned to be hard on ourselves, to be tough. You know, why did you do that? That was so stupid. You're an idiot. You should have known better. When oftentimes we didn't know better. We're just learning something, and we tend to beat ourselves up when we learn something. Why didn't I know that beforehand? Mm-hmm. So self-compassion has three components that we look at. There's this whole idea of mindfulness, that we don't deny what happened. Mm-hmm. So this happened now, it's like this. Then there's this other component that is about common humanity. Like, I'm not the only person that this has happened to. Mm. And when we make the connection with other people, kind of lightens the load a little bit. And the third component is, how do we talk to ourselves? What are the words that we use? What's the tone that we use? Are we kind to ourselves? Are we abrasive, or are we just gentle, treating ourselves like a best friend? And this was developed by Dr. Kristen Neff at the University of Texas in Austin. And there's a lot of scientific research around the effects of, or the benefits of, treating yourself kindly. It actually propels us to go further and build resilience.
Excellent, summary, I think, of self-compassion. I wouldn't have thought about all those things, although I know, but being a mental health counselor, the stories we tell ourselves all the time. So how do you help people change that mindset from being so a harsh critic, being hard on ourselves, telling ourselves terrible things? When you're right, it's not always so terrible. How do you change that?
Well, it's a practice. And we have to go from autopilot to awareness. And many of us are on autopilot. We don't even realize the things that we're saying to ourselves. We just say the same things over and over. Or if we make a mistake, we treat ourselves in the same way. For me, I didn't even know that I could be kind to myself. I didn't know that that was even allowed. I didn't have any role models that showed me or modeled that behavior. So what I do is I teach people to pay attention. So when they're going through a setback, where do they feel it in their bodies? Mm-hmm. Because our bodies often give us information when we pay attention. So often we feel like a tightness in our chest, or a constricting in our throat, or our cheeks get hot, or something like that. So pay attention to those body signs. And this is all a practice. The other thing is, pay attention to how we talk to ourselves. And this is a mental exercise. I recommend practicing by doing some meditation, because what we're doing with meditation is that we are noticing our thoughts. So we're not trying to change them right away, we're just trying to notice them, because that process of waking up to how we are actually talking to ourselves, that's a practice that we have to learn.
I think you're right, because it's so unconscious that just making it conscious is the first step, probably. But then, you know, maybe you don't feel like you really deserve the self-compassion, right? So what do you do once you catch it? And then how do you convert that to something more neutral or positive?
You know, that's a whole other part of it, that we know that we are capable of talking to other people with kindness. Mm. We all have a best friend. Mm-hmm. And if your best friend came to you and said, I screwed up at work, you would say, it's not so bad, or what did you learn from this, or how can I help you, or what are you going to do differently next time? So we have the capacity and capability. We just need to turn it on ourselves.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I think that's great advice, and I think at work, when there's such a power structure as a leader, there's all this pressure and expectations on you. I think that the team is watching you. So how do you think it improves things in the workplace when leaders are more self-compassionate?
Well, I know for me, when I learned to be kinder to myself, and when I knew how hard it was to forgive myself from a past transgression, I was much more kind and compassionate to others who are actually going through some of the same things, that we all make mistakes. And if I can recognize for myself how hard it is, then I could be more compassionate to others. The other thing is, I think that when you are vulnerable and you talk about some of these things, like I'm learning to forgive myself, it might sound kind of squishy at first, but you, by sharing that vulnerability, especially at work, you build a culture of trust.
Yeah.
And you also allow people, when you do that, people will take more risks to do things that are more creative and more innovative, and that's what companies are looking for now.
Absolutely. I think you're right. I mean, Brené Brown's work on vulnerability, right? If the leader could be vulnerable, then it makes it safe for other people to make mistakes and also be real.
I've seen it myself.
Yeah, me too. So. Me too. Okay, so thank you so much, Tracy. That was a little snippet. And where can people go for more on self-compassion to learn more about this?
Oh, well, there are so many books. And, you know, the work by Dr. Kristen Neff has been very impactful for me. And also go to my website. I do some writing about this. This has been a real game changer for me professionally and personally. The website is thetortoiseinstitute.com. And yeah, it's been great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you, Alana.